So here's a trivia question for you. Name the only person to ever play for the Football Cardinals, the Baseball Cardinals, and the St. Louis Blues in the same season. Give up? Here's a hint. The answer is Ernie Hayes. The 75-year-old St. Louis native was a teenager when he first played the organ at the Baptist church his family attended. 20 years later, he was a Bell Systems engineer when, as he tells it, he ended up in the right place at the right time.
Back in 71, a friend of mine who had several music stores got the option available to put an instrument in the Busch Stadium for the first time ever. He says, so would you be interested in auditioning? I said, sure.
The rest, as they say, is history. Hayes has played for 7 different St. Louis sports teams.
Baseball, football, hockey, basketball, soccer, ABA, Spirits of St. Louis basketball team. And I did women's basketball.
These days, though, it's just the Cardinals. The organ has always been located right down the hall from the Cardinals radio booth, a thrill for a poor kid who grew up listening to the team on KMOX.
Even thinking about that now gives me the whole chills, because most of these people are gone now. And I had great, great, great times with these folks.
For the first 12 years, Hayes was the music at Busch Stadium. He picked and played the themes that accompanied Cardinal batters to the plate.
Lou Rock was the theme from Shaft, his request. One day I was talking to Reggie, the right fielder, in the clubhouse. Said, what do you want to hear when you come to the plate? And Lou Rock heard that, and he said, just play something spacey.
Now his playing time is limited to 30 minutes before the game, some of which is overshadowed by on-field ceremonies, 20 minutes afterward, and the well-known clap chants designed to get the crowd going. And of course, here comes the king at the end of the 7th inning. Hayes rarely gets a chance to play a favorite of his, the national anthem. That's usually done by local choirs. Public address announcer John Hewlett has shared space with Hayes for almost 3 decades. At first, Hewlett says, the diminished role upset Hayes.
We all fight changes like that when they come, but his role was never unimportant. I think Ernie, you know, caught on to that after a while.
What most people don't know, Hewlett says, is how much musical talent even Hayes' limited playing time requires.
Once he's told to start, somehow, if we're telling him, hurry up and stop now, he's got to come up in his own mind how to bring that to a proper musical finish instead of just, you know, stopping.
Hayes wrote some of the music he plays, including the pregame staple Game Time and the fanfare that echoes throughout Busch Stadium after a Cardinals hit. Hewlett thinks the organ will remain a part of games at Busch for years into the future, even as live music disappears elsewhere. He has this advice for Dwayne Hilton, who will take over the organ duties next season.
It's a pretty special position among the fans, and treat it that way. And always be, you know, willing to talk about it to fans and show them how it's done or whatever. You know.
Long after most of the fans have left, Ernie Hayes jams away at his Lowry organ, playing the old blues and Latin hits he knows by heart. He's got no plans to slow down in retirement. There are students to teach, private parties to play. He'll even fill in for Hilton if needed. The Cardinals will honor Hayes on Sunday. Although he can't be sure, he says he'll probably end the game the way he always does. I'm Rachel Lippmann.